Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah. So, revelation. It brings revelation in your mind. It brings revelation in life. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul said that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know, not that you may see. Listen carefully. He said, I pray for you that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, that ye may know. Not that you may see. Because when you have revelation or enlightenment, it is as good as knowing the thing practically in your life. That is why when God gives you a revelation, please be rest assured that that thing is virtually a reality in your life. If he has not revealed it, you must go through the process. But if he has revealed it, then know it is a reality in your life. Hallelujah. That is why when God reveals something to you, you see in your spirit eye, the eyes of your understanding, you see that thing that Jesus did for you. You must believe it. Because it is as good as practical in your life. When you are sick, and God reveals to you that by his stripes you were healed. When that revelation comes, believe it, that you are healed, that the sickness is gone. Because when the eyes of your understanding is enlightened, it makes you have an experiential knowledge of what you saw. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Back to Galatians. The other benefit, the second benefit of effective listening is in Galatians 3:2. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive by the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? The second benefit of effective listening is that the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I said the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Paul says, how did you receive the Holy Spirit? Did you receive the Holy Spirit because you were living a morally holy life? Or you believed in the cross of Jesus? You believe in hearing, effective hearing? My brothers and sisters, anytime the word of the kingdom is coming to you, anytime the performance of Jesus is being taught or preached to you, the Holy Spirit is coming upon you. Not when hands are laid upon you necessarily, but by the hearing of faith, by effective listening, the Holy Spirit comes upon you. When you listen to the performance of Jesus on the cross, because the Holy Spirit came to glorify Jesus. He came to glorify all that he did for us. He didn't come to step on it. He didn't come to downplay it. He came to glorify it. He came to promote it. So anytime you hear a word about the cross or the performance of Jesus on the cross for us, the Holy Spirit moves on that way. And he fills your life. I said he fills your life. So by the time you finish hearing, you don't just have revelation, but you feel anointed also. You listen effectively and you feel that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Because the Spirit of God is in the word of the kingdom. But you see, if you are not an effective listener, and I will have some little time to talk to you about that, you will listen as you are listening right now and feel nothing. Oh yeah. But if you must receive a spirit, it is by hearing words being spoken, because then the words become a revelation to you. It becomes an anchor for the Holy Spirit that has come upon you. So then you can retain the Holy Spirit. And he doesn't leave you when you leave church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the secret of the good soil hearer.
Now,
he listened to the same word of the kingdom, and the Bible says that he keeps it and brings forth fruit with patience. Because nothing comes to waylay that word of the kingdom. Nothing comes to dilute Jesus' performance on the cross for us. And so he keeps it. The Greek word is hold it down. Because the word has been sown in your heart. The Greek word translated, he keeps it and brings forth fruit with patience, is the word he holds it down. Because he knows that if he exposes it unduly, the birds of the air will come and pick it. He holds it down. Do you know how to hold the word of Jesus' performance down in your heart? It is through meditation. When you are meditating, it just means when you are thinking about it. Thinking about what you hear, you are holding it down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that, how did you receive the Holy Spirit? And even right now, how are you receiving the Holy Spirit? It is by listening. I said it is by listening. You see, the issue is that somebody will say that, Pastor, it is not by listening, it is by the preacher. Whether he is anointed or not, that is what determines it. You must hear the truth about Jesus evidently being crucified for you. And from whomever you hear it, it doesn't matter the stature of the speaker or the preacher. What matters is the one who is listening. Ladies and gentlemen, this one is very important. Because oftentimes we think that faith comes by the speaker. Listen carefully. Faith does not come by speaking. I will say it again. Faith does not come by you speaking. Because oftentimes we will say something like, well, we have to say it and say it and say it and say it and say it. Thus the Bible says that faith comes by saying. What does it say? Faith comes by what? Hearing. In every hearing, in every speaking, there are two people involved. The speaker and the hearer. So the Holy Spirit could have said, faith comes by speaking or hearing an anointed word. But he didn't say that. What did he say? That faith comes by hearing. Why does he put emphasis on the hearing? Listen carefully now. The reason why emphasis is put on the listener, not on the speaker, is because in the kingdom system that Jesus brought to us, it is not the speaker has made you whole. In fact, it is not even me, Jesus, I have made you whole. It is your faith that makes you whole. So God takes emphasis from the preacher and he puts emphasis on the listener. This is the person who hears the word on rocks. Jesus said there is somebody who hears the word of the kingdom, but he hears it like on rocks. And he explained that the person does not have root in himself. His root is in somebody else. His root is in a certain man of God. So do you know what happens? He gets the breakthrough, all right. But after a while, because there is no depth, the thing was not founded in the kingdom system. The word leaves him. He says the reason why is that he doesn't have root in himself. He doesn't have depth in himself. His depth is in other people. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many of you listening to me. Your depth is in other people. But as a king, God has put things in you already. And he has put you in charge of your life. That is why Jesus did not go about saying, I, Jesus, I have made you whole. He will always tell them, your faith has made you whole. It is important for us to hear this. Because oftentimes we shift everything from ourselves onto the speaker and the preacher. And we put so much emphasis on the preacher and the speaker that they attempted to do other things and think other ways that the kingdom arrangement of Jesus, his death on the cross and what it means for everybody does not allow. Because by Jesus' dying on the cross, certain things have been put in your hands, not in the hands of any human being, be he a preacher or whoever.
What's it? Hallelujah. Assembly now then. And you're moving. What's it? And now, yes, who you are. When I'm young, I have been listening, I'm just a woman, I'm young, I'm young, I'm young. Now the crime of your mouth, I'm a woman, I'm so. And not to work as a seminar watching. What's it? Who would you be? And now, what's up with you? And now, what's up with you? And now, I know who I am with you. What?
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
If you live your life like that, well, you don't have root in yourself. So when you hear the performance of Jesus, it doesn't mean anything to you. It means that some other person must speak it. As long as I can get that person to speak into my life, then that is how I am going to do well. Ladies and gentlemen, when we do that, we put so much stress on the pulpit. And the people of the pulpit think in a certain way that is not in consonance with Jesus' death on the cross. And what it means to the individual believer in whom Jesus is living. They feel like operating like the prophets in the Old Testament, who were operating at the time that Jesus Christ had not died and Jesus was not living in the individual people.
Now, above me, sir, what be our children here? Be our ever yet not yet to say, prophets, Adadana, now only our own, your messiah, so not Christ only woman, not Christ only woman, the Biara, the swamp.
So they are always running after men of God. And they have benefit. Listen carefully, they will have benefit. They will have benefit. They will have a breakthrough. But you see that there is no root in the breakthrough. So it leaves them, and then they are looking for that man of God again. They are looking for that person again. They are not really looking for that word. They are not looking at Jesus evidently doing something, performing for us on the cross. They are looking for somebody. So their life is lived around people. Somebody said that where God has placed you, you need a man of God to manage you. Hey! Because God has placed you, you are a very important person in society. You need a man of God by your side to manage you. Ladies and gentlemen, you need the word of God. You need a revelation of Jesus Christ, His performance for you on the cross. He is a rock. I said that word is a rock that anchors your life. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit comes upon us when we hear about the performance of Jesus on the cross. Also, we receive miracles by the hearing of faith. Who is the one who works miracles among us? It is God who works miracles among us. He is the one who gives us breakthrough all the time. The Bible says that the apostles went for preaching the word, and God was confirming the word with signs and wonders and various miracles. It is God who ministers the Spirit to us. It is God who gives us breakthrough and miracles. I said it is God who gives us breakthrough and miracles. It is God who gives us breakthrough and miracles. Be very careful when somebody says, I am going to give you a breakthrough. Come and I will give you a breakthrough. The first time it ever happened was when the 12 apostles, the 11 apostles went out preaching the word. And God was working with them. They were preaching the word of the cross. Jesus died for you. And listen, God was working with them and confirming the word, you know, with signs and wonders and gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is Hebrews 2:4. Hallelujah. You want breakthrough in your life. It is by how you listen. It's not by who preaches that word. Hallelujah. Jesus can preach words to you. Are you aware that the sower in the parable of the sower was the Lord Jesus himself? That he sowed the word of the kingdom. And only a quarter, one out of four. Benefited from the way. The wayside guy didn't benefit. The thorns here didn't benefit. The stones here didn't benefit. Hey, who spoke that word? Maybe he's not anointed. The sower is the Son of Man. And the word he said is the word of the kingdom. The word that will make you rule in your life. But three of them didn't benefit. Only one benefited. But even in various degrees. Some hundredfold. Some 60-fold. And some 30-fold. But they were all there. Have I spoken to you about the person who hears the word of God in tongues? He is a religious hearer. Let me describe the religious hearer to you. He feigns attention. Feigns attention. He pretends that he is attentive. If you have preached for some time, you know that people are like that. They are listening, you know. But it's not effective listening. Because they are pretending that they are listening. People who are like that, be careful of, unless you are not an experienced preacher, be careful about them. Especially when they come occasionally like that. Because they pretend they are listening and then they realize that maybe they are not listening, but they don't know that. They know that you don't know. So they get into the other street where they want to. Yeah, and then they will shout one amen. Oh yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, listening is a full-time work of the disciple. Listening to the teacher. It is the greatest virtue that every student, every learner, every disciple must have, the ability to effectively listen. So that he gets miracles. Hallelujah. Pastor, are you trying to say that because listening is what is going to bring us miracles in Galatians 3:5? He who works miracles among you, doesn't he do it by the hearing of what Jesus did for us on the cross, the performance of Jesus? Are you trying to say that preachers are not necessary at all?
So for me, it's so. Now, we can see here, and it took back a chair and said, yeah, what here, some of our culture, you know, our young mini panama, the who here now.
He is very important. Actually, the Bible says, how shall they hear without a preacher? So the preacher link is there. But the focus, as far as faith is concerned, is not from the preacher. It's from the word of Christ. It's from what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. It isn't by how the speaker speaks in a very fluent way. Whether he speaks slangs or not. Because some of us, by association, we tune off from any other person who doesn't speak good English, who doesn't speak slangs. You speak in a certain way and they say, hey, as for today, this service, God give us endurance so that we can finish the service and go away. Because the tenses, the English is so mixed up. Ladies and gentlemen, don't listen to the tenses and try correcting preachers as they are speaking. Or maybe you don't like the tonation. You see, because some of us preachers, our voices are very shrill. They're very shrill. You hear it, just say, ah, Rady, I'm going to listen for 40 minutes to an hour. This shrill voice. Because you don't like that voice. Ineffective listening. You don't consider all that. You consider the revelation the person is bringing. I wonder how people like that would have fed on the Paul's ministry. Because some of us, we think that Paul was a very powerful speaker. If Apostle Paul was living in our generation, maybe the pastor of this church, like you see something. Or maybe this other man that I've heard about, if he were the pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel or my church, I'm sure that by now, like, things are happening.
Now, what do you say? I'm so forward. So, no, 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 you're so forward, Prevailing Word. And can send me the S.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul himself described himself.
Paul, now, Kasa Kafan, who said?
That the way he speaks, it is with weakness and trembling. Oh yeah, he says that when I came to you, I didn't come with excellency of speech or knowledge. He said I was with you in fear and trembling. And the way I presented myself, I didn't present myself as a very powerful man of God. I was with you in weakness. We don't know what weakness it was. But it wasn't nice speaking. Yeah, it wasn't nice speaking. He said, I determined to know only one thing among you. I determined to let Jesus' performance on the cross be known. Only Jesus and him crucified. Not how anointed and powerful. So that your faith will not be in me, but in the preaching of the cross.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.